지혜자로성장되었으니许多智慧的智慧的认识一切，如果来自青蛙方面，当当是大姐，马里查查有六十多，马里们的推荐给你听。我们十八升级，啊，我们是我们哎，我们十八升级，写完了，另外升级一些没有，那也是多，这这他嗯，他是他。许多出国时，人就是写的，写的许多出国时候，对我们说，没写的，那个都没了呢。我们写完，写完就，改完就，拿完就，修完就，啊，等你出国之前人写嘛，等你准备嘛，他是这样子的，怎么的
？First of all, I'd like to give you a citation from.A piece of writing by Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa was the 15th century Tibetan master, and he said, Shukta Chu Shi Dinkike. He spoke of this citation comes from one of his writing called The Three Principal Parts, The Three Main Parts. In that he says, beings, all beings, whether humans or non-humans,are swept by the strong current of the four rivers. Now, if you relate this to human life, human existence, human life, although much better than the life of lesser creatures as animals and so on, nevertheless is fraught with all kinds of suffering, predominantly.For human sufferings of being born, incessant or constant aging, intermittent sickness, one of which ends up being fatal sickness and then death. So these four human sufferings are likened to four strong currents, four rivers of the strong currents, and humans are swept downstream by these four currents.
也是许许多个出国之后，以后这个高考前头是那个是在写完的内容的呢，也你连着了嘛，懂啊？这嘛呢，免送的嘛，写的，咱们是学生，可是将来要教那头的，出国的发展的，到处全部也是必须听的嘛，嗯，免送的嘛，听着也是。
So.Where are beings carried down, where are beings carried, swept by these four, by the currents, by the fierce currents of these four rivers? The beings like us, our human beings, are swept down into the three lower realms. Why? Most humansdon't realize the importance of a spiritual awakening, and they don't do things that would help them find better rebirth in the future. So their life is mostly preoccupied with their mundane concerns, and therefore being preoccupied with the mundane concerns, in time they are uncontrollably shut down.
啊，如果来的青蛙当地当的，他花的眼神比人家的多把高一点，高的，可是多把高，可是高高跟鞋子那么子，来的，虽然那么薄，那么薄薄就把眼神的鞋给来给得了，青蛙当不，这个话当不起，那就要当不了嘛，这，你把当不了的，如果来的青蛙当地当。
Second line of the stanza says, beings are tightly bound by the bondage of karma, hard to undo. Not only are we swept by the four, by the currents of four rivers, uncontrollably, at the same time we are bound by the bondage of karma.By the tight bondage of karma that is hard to undo, and therefore wild beings may wish to be free from all kinds of physical and psychological distresses. Since they have performed the karma in the past and set in motion a wheel of karmic operation, so they have no control but to be bound.
How
can we know that the beings are bound by the tight bondage of a karma hard to undo? We can see that in the lives of the many. Some people, just when they are born, they get into trouble. They get into health problems. Not only they suffer bad health problems right at a few moments when they were born, and then the health problems happen to be fatal. So, and when beings are born, in a way, we normally consider them innocent, pure. Why should such innocent, pure beings suffer so much that in fact, you know, they haven't done anything wrong? Why do they suffer? And considering the fact that they have not had any time to do bad, due to which they should suffer, still they suffer, what we can say is that they are undergoing the consequences of actions done in previous lifetimes. And so that's a tragic part of human existence on the part of some people. That they fall sick few moments later they were born, and some of them even die without having any time to perform any action. So how do we know that that not only do we experience consequences of our action immediately in this lifetime, but we also undergo effects of actions that we have not performed at all in this lifetime, yet we experience consequences. We can see this from the lives of, let's say, some people who all their lives have been nothing but good, virtuous, decent, civilized, and they have hardly raised a finger, to harm somebody. In other words, they haven't harmed anyone, but they have been good to other people all their life. Unfortunately, despite such a virtuous living, sometimes, if not more often than not, these people, later in life, they suffer tremendously. They have a health problem, severe health problems. So why should they suffer when all their life in this life, they have been nothing but virtuous? Considering that, these are the people who should not suffer at all. So why should they suffer? Why do they suffer? From Buddhist karmic principle point of view, they suffer not because of their virtuous deeds in this lifetime, but because they carry that baggage, like we all do, a baggage of a karma from one lifetime to another. So whilst they may have been really good, but the past lives might have been different. Therefore, they suffer the consequences. They suffer the consequences so that the past karma is consumed and finished off with the experience of painful human experiences in on this earth. So that in the next lifetime, they may not have to pay a greater price.
이제 만주 사람 파마사지 레기 심한데 화장이 대가 안 덮어 한 뭐 전부 이제서야 여행자 세지 논은 로카지 제다 세지 상지 그리고 아니 대대매와 어 드린가 이다 좀 여가 예 심한 담이 담 있습니다.
Since we are said to have taken rebirths throughout beginningless time, there's no count of a number of rebirths that we have taken. And when we have taken countless, literally countless rebirths, it is a foregone conclusion that we might have performed negative actions as well as positive actions, if not more negative actions, considering the ease with which negative passions arise in the mind and then we act on them with ease. Considering these, it's no doubt that we have a huge baggage of past karma that remains still uncleared, still unremoved. So the mountain of past karmic actions cannot be simply undone, can be smashed by one lifetime's concerted virtuous actions.
Mm-hmm. 오늘 레즈부 때는 리그를 했네. 레즈부 어떻게 말해? 이 칼을 만들 때, 칼을, 예전 일로 마시나? 레즈 때부터, 대표기, 디바드 더 많이 해서, 다 예전 일로 마셔봐, 시행이, 던드, 던드 되지. 만들, 이 칼 레즈부 말해, 던드 이렇게, 쫙, 싸워. 이 이렇게, 쭉, 이파, 늑쇼, 쭉, 이렇게, 생고다, 이렇게, 이런, 반복해, 죽쇼, 이
So beings who are being swept along the currents of four rivers, bound by the bound tightly by the bondage of a karma hard to undo. Yeah, not only that, thirdly speaking, being carried away, completely bound by karma, they are being swept away. Imprisoned in the cage of, in the iron cage of thick ignorance or dark ignorance. So the reason why we experience all these is that primarily due to the fact that our mind is blanketed, shrouded by ignorance about true state of reality.
그러니까 내당 이게 다 주로 치고 있지 내당 섬에게 이게 주머 시행에 이게 싸워져 어디 던드 거를 던드디 떨기 잡아디 그야 쓰레이다 전달기 뒤 론이 중요하니 어떤 리치 받아야
It is simply due to the fact that we are within inside a cage, iron cage of ignorance or misconception about the true state of reality, that karmic bondage takes place, that due to which we are tossed on the current of all rivers of birth, incessant birth, continual rebirth, the incessant aging, sickness, death, only to be reborn again, to go through this once more, and so on. So it all happens primarily due to Dantin, grasping at self when there is no inherent self. So beings in this state of affairs is caught in the dark, in the pitch dark light of ignorance. Maripa means ignorance. And due to ignorance, we have grasping at self when there's no self, when there's no inherent self of self, and due to which karmic bondage ensues, and in turn followed by the waves of the four sufferings. It all begins with ignorance.
That is the money the mumichin take it to me only talk about the errors in it. The middle time is the button. Mammy post the day for the army for long, stop a long cover no repeat. Mantameva. Mammy the button is share her, leave the car. Car can share and you go there.
In this way, sentient beings revolve uncontrollably, mercilessly in different states of existences, which have no bounds, and parameter. In other words, sentient beings are reborn uncontrollably in all states of existence of the universe.
Mudu tan mebe ge ni so boson ni xie na ge yo ma de xie wa zong ma de ani xie bi ti du ma bi san ji bi du ma ka de du ma bi du ma ji bi du ma cha wa de ji du ma sun ge pa jin xie me ba jin ji jin se jin ji jin se ni jin xie me ba na ni 정말 사진에 왔다고 된 뒤지 정말 된지 지제면 봐 나기 나대요 정말
So when beings revolve around the six realms okay when they revolve around the limitless six realms of existences, they are continually tortured. They are continually afflicted with the three kinds of suffering. Suffering of actual physical psychological distress or pain, suffering of pleasure, no, suffering of change, suffering of a temporary pleasure changing into pain, and then the suffering of what is called pervasive conditioning. That is the mere fact that one has this afflicted existence. It itself lends so well to attracting any kind of suffering.
So, even if one
is reborn a human, which in a way is a welcome rebirth, because human existence is highly valued for its spiritual potential and relatively far better kind of existence in comparison to that of animals and lower realms. While it's fortunate to be reborn a human, still, as I said at the outset, human life is fraught with all kinds of suffering, right from the moment we are born. So, whenever a child is born, they cry. Why do they cry? And you might say they need oxygen for the lungs. For that, why can't they laugh? Why do they cry? It shows that birth coming from the birth canal was excruciating pain, and it wasn't that pleasant. And therefore, life begins with a cry. It might be explained for want of oxygen for lungs, but it begins. As soon as a child is born, it never stops getting older. Moment by moment, the child grows older and older, and the aging process never stops. In a matter of 50 years, the child who came fresh to the world is now dependent on a walking stick and nearing death and so on. So in between, our human life is, our life is punctuated by all kinds of health problems, toothache, whatever, and all kinds of punctuated by different kinds of suffering. And one of these sufferings will end up being fatal. And then one will laugh, one will breathe one's last. And often if you see a dying man or a dying person, they will shed the last tear. So the life begins with a cry, life ends with a tear in the eyes. And in between, life is beset with all kinds of suffering. Sufferings of change of fortune, separation from the beloved ones, loss of a position, and lots of recognitions on these are, you know, real human problems. So even if one is reborn a human, while it is much appreciated, much it is full of potential, life itself by nature is not that rosy as people tend to believe. So, let's say the experience of an 80-year-old man, and the suffering, suffering an 80-year-old man who is not that healthy is quite painful. If the suffering of 80-year of old man comes to an individual, to a young man, overnight, but the suffering is the suffering of aging is so painful, will be so painful that Lama say the person will die of heart attack. It's just that the suffering of aging doesn't come overnight. It just creeps in moment by moment. And therefore, it gives you time to get used to the fact that it is a part of life, and one takes that as a part of life, and which it is, but one has so got used to old age. Although one is 80 years old, one doesn't feel that one is that old, and one still expects to live quite a few years and so on. And the reason why that happens is that aging has complete hold on our life, on our thinking. So much so that we never had chance to fight it and to overcome it.
Oh yeah.
So this pattern really repeats life after life, life after life. Each time one is reborn in any quarter, in any area of mundane existence, life in mundane existence is invariably subjected to these four types of suffering, as well as other types of suffering, for example, of separation from the beloved ones, loss of position, and so on. So it's not that these sufferings are experienced in one lifetime, and the remaining lifetimes will be pain-free. As said before, until we manage to break free from the vicious cycle of ordinary existence, conditioned by karma and ignorance, life will be nothing but the same old story.
所以，那个时候，我们是从先去学吧，这，什么，这经，我们就，那就去学那个话。So,
the picture of life portrayed by these stanzas is done so in order for us to understand the greatest picture of life of all beings with whom we have had very nurturing relationship throughout beginningless time. And in time, in order for us to develop sense of universal responsibility to do something to end the suffering of these sufferings that not only does one experience, but others equally experience. However, you could relate these four stanzas in a personal way, and thinking in a very selfish way, you could say, I understand these sufferings befall me, afflict me, life after life, and therefore, I do not wish to experience this anymore, and I want to put an end to this. And the best way to end to karma, and in time, negative thoughts, is to engage in what is called undoing process of karma, or karma smashing practice, or what we call normally purification practice. You apply the four antidotes to pass karma and undo what you have done. So, Lama Tsongkhapa says it's very worthwhile to spend on these, to reflect on these four, or these lines of the stanza, and can be moved personally not to repeat the past pattern of mindset mundane activities, but also to think of undoing the process of a past karma, the good thing about karma is, however negative they may have been, they can be undone by the agent, by the author themselves. In other words, they can be undone by the very person who has performed them. So we instinctively, even in a dreaming state, wish to be free, wish to be happy, and don't want to suffer any of these. And that being the case, that being a very personal, important personal issue, you would really want to be undo these. And you can do this by applying the four antidotes. And you can succeed in these. And the next thing he goes on to talk about is, should you be happy with your success when you are without any suffering at all, then other people who have been very close to you, your best friends, and the closest person to anyone in today's world, the closest person for any person is none other than their mother. And then Lama Tsongkhapa says, just as you think that you need to be free from suffering, and when you see your mother in the same boat of being, tossed on the currents of four rivers, being bound by the bondage of karma, hard to undo, and so on, would you, although you have managed yourself to be free, would you really leave your mother in that situation? Or do you feel responsible? And obviously, being a decent person, you would really feel responsibility towards her situation, or to help her overcome the problem. And yet you can physically remove her suffering. You cannot physically pluck her suffering. The only way to help her suffering is to show her a way which helps you to be free from suffering. From the Buddhist idealistic point of view, the best way to help your mother to be free from suffering is for you to become a Buddha. Once you become a Buddha, then you have all the know-how, all the skill, spontaneous qualities, magical qualities to help them bring on the path. Although, as you know, even as a Buddha, you can't still unpluck the suffering and take them to heaven, anything like that. The only way is to teach them the way out of suffering. To this end, if you thought to yourself, I need to become a Buddha for the sake of helping my mother, not just the mother of this lifetime, the mothers of all lifetime throughout beginningless time.
동본이 랑기 런이글라사 예요 말에 디파 런이 그 저절에 잡아든요 픽 잡은 때 들로도 동본이 잡아 예요 말에 나도 들로 잡아 지대는 것도 와 런이 세워 잡아 다 세워에 다 진노지 들로 잡아 저와 파 잡아지 게라 런이 코노 티슈와 마임바 코노기 잡아치 럭티 게와 런이 콜 저지와레 이제 저 상에 저 마트지 예반 예바레 세 진나지 Dipa sama common Rani Gila Dipa Ye Omari, Rani Git Dipa Rani Si Kenny Moji Sin Jaja. Any Kenny Avila Dipa Ji, Rani Gide, Rani Sandy, Rani not there, you know, Epa Tugu, Epa Tuni Paji Evati, Dipa Tuni Mavatoji Evati, Dipa Korangi again. Tapu Yetenka, Tuni Paji Evati Roa, or Sinoji Jaku.
So, is it possible to really overcome the past stockpile of a karma if we have performed negative karmas, a lot of the times throughout beginningless time? Then the karma must be massive. Indeed, the Lama says, the karma is massive. And therefore, negative karma or sins are massive. But sin has one mitigating factor to it. And the mitigating factor of negative karma is that they can be overcome. Because our mind is said to be innately free, innately pristine and free. And the mind has been covered with the layers of a negative coating. And so the mind by itself was clean and pristine, but one's involvement in negative actions then smears the mind from outside with the layers of a negative coating, and because they are external to the mind, they can be overcome. Much like when you buy a brand new piece of clothing, in the beginning the clothing is without any dirt, but when you use it for some time, then that clothes becomes soiled. But the soil has not got into the very fabric and changed the fundamental nature of the clothing. The soil is only a layer on the outside, and therefore one of the mitigating factors of soils and the dirt is they can be removed, they can be washed, they can be cleaned. In the same way, negative coating on the mind, negative, or that is karma and negative thinking, negative thoughts, they can be removed, they can be overcome. If you wear a piece of clothing without washing year in and year out for 10 years, for example, then by the end of 10 years, you know, the clothing would have got so much dirt on it. And after 10 years, when you begin to wash, is it washable? Yes, it is washable. Easily? Of course not. It's going to take a great deal of effort and time to make the clothes as clean as it can be made clean. And you would need to use detergent, not once, not two times, four times. And maybe then the clothing will become clean. In the same way, as I said before, we have performed actions not one lifetime, but lifetimes without count. And we haven't had the good fortune to hear the message that these things we have done, wittingly or unwittingly, can be overcome by ourselves. Not having had this exposure to the news, to the information, we didn't do anything. We haven't done anything about it. However, now that we have been informed, they can be overcome. If we do apply to overcoming them by applying the four antidotes, then definitely we will succeed. Mind you, expecting overnight cleanliness would be unreasonable and unpracticable, and one needs to be prepared to keep doing this for some time. For example, on Buddha's own part, he meditated, he meditated for 6 years, you know, it's a practice of Austria meditation, and Buddha showed it that it is possible to undo past karma and come out clean. You know the story of Nalarepa, the Tibetan saint, who was a black magician and a deadly sinner, who cast black magic and caused the buildings to collapse and killed as many as 18 humans and a lot of cattle. And he caused hailstorms and destroyed standing crops and then thousands of birds and so on. And he was such a great sinner. And yet, when he met his guru, and after having gone through that back-breaking task of building the nine-story tower, not once, a few times, and after which he had washed away, he managed to purify with his past karma, and his guru then gave him teaching. And now that he was receptive, his mind was fertile, teachings soaked, stayed into his mind, and it all took Nalarepa, according to Geshe-la, 3 years, 3 months of meditation, and in a matter of 3 months, 3 years and 3 months, he was able to achieve the state of a Buddha, and that is considered a magical feat to achieve Buddhahood in a matter of 3 years and 3 months.
이거 잡아서 다 가고 싶거든. 먼저 잡아서 뭐 있는데 다 빨리 놓고 저기 말에 진짜 세인데 야가 덤보네 야가 좀 하세요. 어 컨트롤 내가 살게 있네. 그래서 그러서 좀 맞다 보자. 남들 나 살게. 이거 시도 잡아내. 잡아서 저 뭐네 좀 많이 쳐도 내 non 레이네 좀 많이 쳐도 다 놓고 쳐 놓고 더 치지 쳐도 돼. 근데 잡아도 좀 많이 쳐도 돼. 근데 그래 매도 근데 잡아 좀 많이 근데 잡아 쳐 가고 싶어요.
So when you have, let me just share an anecdote. If you have years and years of dirt on the same clothing that you have worn, then you have a kind of a BO. So when we first came to India, in Tibet, people are not used to daily showering and weekly, daily change of clothing and washing. People don't wash themselves. That's quite better to steam, organic. And the river is a flow, no detergent. The Tibetans put their things on their body, nature is pristine. Anyway, that's why, when we first came to India, we didn't know that our body, our clothes smells. When Indians came to us, they would pinch their clothes, their bowels. But we thought Indian body odor was so awful. Having eaten onion, garlic, spices, and the BO from the armpit is awful. The Indians would do that because of our body, and we would do that because of their, anyway, having lived in India, then I realized how awful our BO must have been to Indians. Because when, having lived in India, when we had become sort of clean, when new Tibetans arrived from Tibet, we couldn't stand the people. And we would have them washed, you know, daily. Even then, maybe after a month or so after, or even after a month or so, we can still smell something about them. But it takes a long time to undo. Anyway, that is the extent of a physical, you know, contamination. And but and then what is if mental contamination dirt, what you have certain you know, MO if you want, then it would be much stronger. Much stronger. Anyway, and by the way, it is said that when a child is born from the womb, the child has smell, the smell of the womb. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it nice? The womb smell. And it is the smell of the womb, and then Geshe-la say, the teachings say that the smell of the womb is so powerful that even if you are a bodhisattva on the seventh ground, even as a bodhisattva, you can't avoid that when being born a child, even as a bodhisattva on the seventh ground, okay, womb order now, W-O, you carry it. It's only when you move to the eighth bodhisattva ground, and then when you are born from womb, you seem to be without W-O.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
we will stop here for tonight.